Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show, and we are back with Habit 24 and decluttering. Now, I've got to be honest, I think this is 100% my new thing. And anyone else I know who has started decluttering or has done something similar, i.e. has gone through their bedroom, office, kitchen, whatever it might be, and has just gone, do I need this? Is this necessary? Every single person has reported back that editing down, taking things out that you don't use regularly, adds a simplicity and an easiness to the space that you live in. And none of the people that I've been speaking to are prepared to go back to their old ways. So isn't that interesting? Now, I think in the last episode, I said how it was time to tackle some of the drawers in my house. I'd done my wardrobe, I'd done my office, but it was time to look at those smaller spaces, like the box in the bookshelf. I've got one of those cube bookshelf storage units, and I've got a couple of drawers in those, and some of those are a big old mess. So it's time to tackle those spaces. And I'm talking everything from those cube things to beside bedside tables to kitchen drawers. And the thing that really struck me when I was going through all of them was how much stuff I had around me and in the space I use every day that I hadn't used in a long time. And I thought that was really interesting. The kitchen drawer was a great example. So I've obviously got my day-to-day cutlery, but then there's also knives, serving spoons, spatulas, sort of various kitchen utensils. And Emma does love a kitchen sale. So I do love a handy utensil. I do love, you know, something that promises to make my life easier. But there, I just referred to myself in the third person. I'm so sorry, but I'm not editing it out because unfortunately, when it comes to kitchen utensils, I do have a weakness. But there are things that I have two of, maybe even three of, and some that I've kept around for weird reasons, some that don't even really even work anymore. Classic example, I had loads of kitchen utensils from when I first moved into my flat, and it was kind of stuff bought in a panic that I, you know, obviously, oh God, moved in, I've got so much on my plate, I'll just get these and then I'll replace them later. And I have replaced them, but they're still around and they're not being used, so they need to be donated. So I found that in lots of spaces, and all of them have either been donated, given to friends who've said, oh, actually, I need one of those. And if they're not particularly used, they're very welcome to them. Or I've binned them if their condition meant they were no good to anybody. But yeah, donating, it has to be in pretty crappy nick for it not to be donatable. That's all I'd say. Please donate before you bin. The bedside drawers too. Now, this one's been very, very interesting because my bedside drawers are where I put things like foot creams and hand creams, muscle rubs, lip balms, sleep masks and sleep sprays, balms and tonics, all of those things. So it's kind of like an SOS drawer, particularly by the bed, because it's stuff that will, I want to make me feel better in the morning. So if I've got DOMS after a workout and I'm feeling a bit sore, I'll rub in some heat balm or some freeze balm, whichever one of them is feeling quite right at the time. Or I'll spritz my pillows with sleep balm if I'm not sleeping well. So it's kind of like there's sort of something a bit emergency or a bit kind of like fail safe, or oh, this is like, I really need this about it. And when I went through the drawer, every single muscle rub was out of date, every single one. And so binned and replaced. And there were also three sleep sprays. And they're not small bottles. They're probably 200 mil, 150 mil. Actually, no, they're probably all about 200, 250. But with like tiny little bits at the bottom that I obviously hadn't wanted to throw away. But it meant that they were just cluttered. I have a completely full sleep balm spray. So I was like, right, tonight, it's going to get very, very relaxed in here. I'm going to finish up the bottle and then it's going to be recycled. So all of that kind of stuff that you don't realise it, but when you open that drawer and it looks messy and it's sort of all a bit all over the place. It does something in your brain that makes your brain feel all over the place too. Or that's my experience. It actually means, so I've had that clear out and it actually means I've got a lot more room in that drawer. And as you know, I have two big TBR piles. So my Tibby Red pile for the podcast and the with potential and future guests, people I want to get on the show, and my TBR pile for my personal life, which also includes the Kindle. So that's my fiction stuff and some non-fiction stuff as well. But there are two quite substantial piles. And what it means is I've now got a new pile, which is bedtime TBR, BT TBR, which is a couple of books that I'm dipping in and out of, they're all nonfiction actually, that can now fit in that drawer. And it means they're not on my bedside table glaring at me going, read me, Emma, read me. Or chastising me every time I leave the room going, you didn't pick me up, you lazy cow. So.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I feel like that's more organized. So that's great, isn't it? And I've bought one of those little plastic drawers from Muji. And it's just, I've just laid the sleep sprays, the muscle rubs, the lip balm, all of that kind of stuff in there. It's organized. So now it looks like the kind of thing, when you open the drawer, it looks like an efficient five-star hotel drawer, like the kind of thing you'd expect to find in a hotel that covers all bases and has a pillow menu. You open the drawer and it's like lip balm or a lovely airline kit. It's just very organized and I feel very fancy. And again, that's all just from decluttering. It's even making me smile now. I'm not done yet. Still to come, shoes. This one I'm finding very, very tricky because we wear shoes every single day and I don't like my shoes to pile up in the hallway, which is what I tend to do. I come in, kick my boots off. I line them up neatly, but really they need to have a place. So it doesn't matter how many times I organise my shoes. They can look organised and very, rigid. They can just look organised and like, right, that's that pair of shoes there. And you know where everything is and you could go in your wardrobe with your eyes closed and pick out the pair of shoes. But then 2 or 3 days later, they can just be a pile of shoes because, you know, you might throw a pair in and not be as organized. And I've always wanted the shoe closet that Kurt Russell designed for Goldie Hawn in the original Overboard. Who hasn't? But while I work my way up to my own shoe cupboard, a la Mariah Carey or any real housewife, I need to think of something practical yet organized that'll work on the floor of a wardrobe. Any suggestions? Has anybody nailed this? I used to have one of those things that you hang on a fabric thing that you hang on the inside of a door and it's got like pockets, but I'm not keen about that. It's quite cumbersome. So I'm thinking that I may have to consult with Anna Newton from the Anna Edit about this, because when it comes to An Edited Life, and her book is out soon, I'll put the link to that in the show notes. She is the person who I would take advice from about this because she's very good at all of this kind of stuff and organizing. So I haven't done it yet as I record this, but before this goes live, I will add some pictures to a highlight on my Instagram so you can see some before and afters of the drawers and of the my office, etc. And I would just be very interested if anyone else has found that this combination of physically, of decluttering being physically and mentally cleansing, has editing down your clutter given you less stress on a day-to-day basis? I feel like if I had to describe it, it just feels like it eases your path to the next thing. And again, I come back to that thing I think I said in the wardrobe clear out in habit 10 or 11, I think it was. Mark Zuckerberg talked about how he wears a grey t-shirt, jeans and trainers every day because it frees his, it means he doesn't have to think about it. It frees his mind up to make big decisions for his multi-billion dollar company. And there are a few high-flying entrepreneur, businessmen, captains of industry who say similar things. And I'm not suggesting that I'm Mark Zuckerberg. I just mean, I understand what he means. If you take the thought and the rushed kind of, oh, what am I wearing today, out of the equation, it's amazing how actually relaxing and how redirecting that can be for your brain, because you don't have to worry about that. So when you wake up, you're not thinking about, oh, and I've got to iron that pair of jeans, or oh, and I've got to do that. That's taken care of because you future-proofed by editing everything down, and you can just focus on the stuff that you need to focus on. Let's chat about it. Why not join the private Facebook group? The link to join will be in the show notes. You do have to answer a couple of questions just to make sure that people who are in there are legitimate. I'm not saying that there have been people in there who weren't, but we just want to keep it nice and efficient and a friendly place. Email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com or DM me on social media, Instagram and Twitter. I am at Emma Guns. It really is my greatest pleasure to hear from you. And I've been getting lots of messages recently, and I have been trying to get back to as many of them personally and as quickly as I possibly can. But do get in touch. Like I said, I love hearing from you so, so much. Thank you so much for joining me on this decluttering habit. I know lots of you have been. I'm really enjoying it. And like I said, like many people have reported, I shan't be going back. I shan't be turning around. I shall be keeping on with this edited way of doing things because it just does make life easier all round. That's my experience. Please do share with me yours. Habit 25 is coming up next. Goodness me, only two more left. Can you even believe it? So tune in next time for a new habit and the penultimate habit on another episode of The Emma Guns Show. Thank you for joining.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.